Hey there, it's Erica, and welcome to the Tom Petty Show. Born Thomas Earl Petty in Gainesville, Florida, home of University of Florida, and a place I don't particularly care for, because I went to rival Florida State. But I'm going to set all that aside to just appreciate the hits and album cuts that I'm about to play for you. Before the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty was in two local bands, the Epics and Mudcrutch. And late in 1976, the eponymous first album, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, was released. This first single peaked at number 40, Breakdown.
It's all right.
album number 2 came out in 78, entitled You're Gonna Get It. That was the first single, and it barely missed cracking the top 40, but did get some airplay on album rock stations. Now, the next album would be the one to launch Tom and the band into the mainstream. It was called Damn the Torpedoes, and the only thing that stopped it from being number 1 was a little Pink Floyd album called The Wall. This was the first single.
Don't do it like that. don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around me, I can somehow rise above it. Yeah, man, when I got that little girl standing right by my side, you know, I can tell the whole wide world. Shelly, hey, here comes my girl. Here comes my girl. Down to the end of a day, I have to stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye and says, we're gonna last forever. Nothing left no more. I find myself having to reach out and grab hold of something. Yeah, I just catch myself wondering, waiting, worrying about some silly little things don't add up to nothing.
You heard Refugee and the third single, Here Comes My Girl. In culling the songs I was going to play, I was reminded of the way I was introduced to the Cars music. After the first huge hit, in the Cars case it was Let's Go, and in Petty's case it was Don't Do Me Like That, we, and I mean radio, seemed to go back to their first album and say, well, that was some darn good stuff too. Let's pretend we knew that all along. Well, back to Torpedoes, another album cut that was only released in Australia, but later found its way into a live album and a greatest hits package. It was ranked his 15th best song by Uproxx, Even the Losers.
Yeah. Back to Erica in a moment. Time for What Is It?
It's not you. It's me.
No. Oh, sorry, no. It's 45 RPM, where everything oldies is new again. Listen and download free. Pick a platform and search 45 RPM with me, Scott Edward Phelps. Check it out. It's 45 RPM.
There I go, lying again. No, it was you.
Don't Don't try to fight it. Don't try to save me. She's the woman. I say nothing. She used to be the kind of woman you have in your home. She could understand a problem. She let the little things go.
The Waiting, and A Woman in Love from the 1981 LP Hard Promises. And of course, that duet with Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty's highest charting record at number 3. Another year, another album. Long After Dark gave us You Got Lucky.
Where do you do to me? Don't get carried away. don't come around here no more. Whatever you're looking for,
hey,
don't come around here no more.
I'm giving up. Stop. I'm giving up.
Don't Come Around Here No More, the hit from Southern Accents, co-written and produced by Dave Stewart of Eurythmics. And before that, I played Change of Heart. A live album followed, and then the next studio release was called Let Me Up, I've Had Enough. And this top 20 song, co-written by a guy named Bob Dylan. I've heard good things.
Where to go? I got to know where to go. pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Thank you.
from Tom Petty's first solo album, Full Moon Fever. Free Fallin', I Won't Back Down, and this one.
Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down, a as across the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. You down, break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. Thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning.
Learning to Fly from the Great Wide Open album concludes the Tom Petty Show. I realized mid-show there just wasn't going to be enough time to play the Traveling Wilburys stuff, but I know I played at least one of their songs in a Forgotten Hits episode. I hope you enjoyed my favorites. I was fortunate enough to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers twice, and one of those times was in Gainesville at the O'Connell Center, and that was just one big old homecoming party. You can check out my dozens of other deep dives. Billy Joel has a two-parter. So do Rod Stewart and Stevie Wonder. Fleetwood Mac, too, now that I think about it. And there's tons more. Plus, there's my theme shows and my long-running series. And you can find them all by scrolling around wherever you're listening now. Or you can just find a new site by popping Erica Lee's podcast into your favorite search engine. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. I'm Erica Lee.